Hey, good morning. Welcome to the weekly, this is C-SPAN, and welcome to the weekly roundtable call. Still kind of waking up this morning, but last week, if you listen to Slaughter's call, we have a new program in the nation called the Troubadour Program, and that falls under Dark Helmet's D2X, and it's run by Italian Job. And so I invited both of them on the call this morning to give us a recap of being a troubadour and how a high impact band can get involved with being a troubadour and making a difference across the nation. So I think Dark Helmet's going to go first to give us a recap of the program. Helmet, are you prepared to speak?
Always prepared to speak, C-SPAN.
And how are your Starbucky hands and your beautiful, you know what's weird? I'm on the phone with two guys with great hair. I should have done a better intro about how you guys both have beautiful hair. Okay, on behalf of S3 Nation, two guys with beautiful hair, here is Dark Helmet talking troubadours.
Oh, well, thank you, C-SPAN. I think I appreciate that. Good morning, Nation. Glad you all are listening in. So as we've grown as a nation, and I think it's, you know, most guys have seen this, and it's becoming obvious more and more, and so that's part of why this whole troubadour thing has started. But as we've grown as a nation, we've done a really good job now of reaching a lot of areas that we didn't think we'd ever reach, of growing into places that we didn't think we'd ever grow, and of getting guys unlocked, if you will, you know, and getting workouts planted and all that kind of stuff. And so we've done a great job of planting workouts. Now we feel like our next thing is to recognize that, you know, the next part of the mission, I guess, really is the way to look at it, right? And so it's not just because we plant, grow, and serve small men's workout groups. We've got that, nailed it, with the purpose of invigorating male community leadership, right? And so now we're kind of moving into that next phase of, I think, of our existence as a nation. And we're learning how we're going to, you know, reach out and help guys to realize purpose and some of those kinds of things. And so with that, you know, we have to make sure that we establish a good culture of leadership and leadership development, make sure that we're, you know, adhering to core principles and all those kinds of things so that we can be the most effective that we can possibly be. And so what originated was, or what kind of happened, I guess, as with many things in the nation, is we sort of got to this point, and it was like, well, C-SPAN, you know, this was your fault, right? This whole thing started with you, and you being the disruptor that you are. But I sort of accidentally found myself on the back of C-SPAN's Toyota. Wasn't it a Toyota?
That was a very, very highly powered Volkswagen. We were driving to North Augusta, South Carolina.
That was it.
At about 95 miles an hour.
I found myself on the back of a Volkswagen. I knew it was some sort of small sedan.
Yep.
And, you know, I just sort of accidentally found myself in the back there, and then pretty soon C-SPAN's like, hey, help me out with a thing. And then Mustard Seed sort of got born, and then we did that for a little while, and I guess we either screwed it up so bad that they decided to promote it to our highest level of incompetence, or we did an okay job at it, and OBT said, hey, why don't you come and help be this this, you know, queue of grow, which was, you know, at the time we did kind of, you know, plant, grow, and serve, right? And I said, sure, what does that mean? And he goes, we're not really sure. And I said, well, what are you guys doing now to make it happen? And he was like, nothing. And I was like, no, there's got to be a system, right? There's got to be something in place that you're doing to – he's like, no, not really. So we kind of were making it up as we went. And what we noticed is I just sort of just jumped out there and said, well, I guess what we'll do is we'll go and teach guys about F3 and make sure that they know exactly what we're all about. We know that they're planting workouts. We know that they're growing. We know that they're, you know, that kind of thing. But they may or may not know, you know, or be really adhering to, you know, or, you know, the core principles and understanding what they're doing. And just, I don't know. It was just a desire to have more education and just to sort of see what was happening in these outlying areas. So I just sort of picked up and jumped on a plane a few times and traveled around a little bit just to kind of see what was happening and help guys grow to this region status, you know, that we think is so enigmatic and talk about a lot. And what we noticed as we kind of did that some is we recognized that there was just a need to have someone on the ground, nation representation, someone on the ground to say, hey, how can we help you to, you know, to grow? How can we serve better? And really, that was where this was all born from, right? So we'd planted the workouts, we'd grown them a little bit, and this was all in an effort to figure out how do we serve these areas better. And of course, as is with a lot of things, Dredd has, you know, these strange words and strange things that comes out of the that brain. He says, you know, you're an awful lot like a troubadour. And to which I had to go, of course, and as with many things, I had to go look up and see what the heck he was talking about. And from there, we just decided, you know what if there was a whole program around this? And so as we kind of reorganized the nation into sort of the functional areas that it has now, and you heard Slaughter talk about those last week, right? So there's, you know, there's obviously still expansion and the business end of things. And then we decided there needed to be some sort of queue of culture and making sure that our culture is kept pure and that it spreads the way that we want it to spread. And so that it's, you know, even though we're growing, it doesn't get diluted. It doesn't get, you know, dumbed down. It doesn't get, you know, perverted in any way. Right. And I don't mean like perverted, like, you know what I mean? Right. It doesn't get corrupted. Maybe that's a better way to say it. So long story longer, is just that we decided there needs to be a way to do this. There needs to be a way to go and to have the nation on the ground, boots on the ground, you know, in these different areas. And so we came up with this idea of troubadouring. And so I recognized that as one man, it wasn't going to be very effective. So I thought, well, who's the smartest guy I know? And when he wasn't available, I called Italian Job. Yeah,
that's good.
I thought, who's one of the most capable guys that I'm aware of? And so, of course, Italian Job came to mind. He's former Nantan. He gets it. He understands how, you know, the culture ought to work. He knows, you know, what it's like to be unlocked and to unlock other men and see, you know, the progress and the acceleration that we desire out of F3 men. And so we recruited him on board and said, how are we going to make this work? And so that's kind of the why. The why behind it is that we recognize that especially a lot of these outlying areas really need to have someone that they can look to. And honestly, the nation has just gotten too big. Dredd can't be everywhere. Everybody loves to have someone from the nation come and to visit. And we agree. We think that's awesome. So we just decided we needed more nation representation because, you know, Dredd can't be everywhere. And I can't be everywhere. And, you know, Slaughter can't be everywhere. You know, AP can't be everywhere, right? So we need more people involved. And so what we're doing now is we're kind of assembling a team and recruiting guys and trying to get some, you know, some force behind this so that we can get guys out there and doing this. So when the guys in, say, you know, St. Louis as an example, because not this weekend, but next weekend, I'm going out to St. Louis to visit those guys for their one-year anniversary, right, which is awesome. I mean, here's a group of guys, you know, they've gotten after it. They're a year in. And we want to celebrate with them, and so we're going to send some nation representation. You know, there's a thing coming up in Nashville next year. There's, you know, NOLA just had their 4-year. So I would say, and I'm sure Italian Job will speak more to this, but as events come up in different regions, you know, we want to know, and we want to be able to celebrate with you. As you have challenges and issues, we want to know because we want to be able to help. And that's really what this Troubadour program is all about, is sending guys to – you know, to do that and to be helpful that way. So C-SPAN, what questions do you have for me before we hand this off to the real brains behind the outfit?
No, I think you did a nice recap there. I think the one thing that everybody needs to recognize is we know when, as you're building your region, you're doing all that kind of stuff, it is cool to have somebody from the nation come in and say, oh, hey, you guys got this all figured out. You're doing great, or kind of give you a status check. And we know that's going to, you know, potentially be part of the Troubadour program. Also, I think the other one that Slaughter and I talked about a little bit last week was, what we really want to do is, as we continue to grow regions, you know, when there were 4 regions, we could all talk to each other and say, hey, don't make this mistake, right? Or when there was 8 regions, we could all talk to each other and say, hey, don't make these mistakes. Then we got to the 20s and 30s. People started making the same mistakes, and we just weren't able to communicate it. But one of the roles of the Troubadour is we don't have to make the same mistake in every region every single time, because the Troubadour is going to try and help you, push you to the past where the other regions have made mistakes, or give you some guardrails to say, hey, this gets you off course. Come back, you know, put you, you know, do a little course correction. It may be the 1-year mark or the 2-year mark, or, you know, places where we know that other regions have seen or had issues or had problems. We're going to, nation will try and provide a little bit of support. You know, it's still, we want every region to be different individual, But the idea is get the troubadours out there, first off, to show off what you've done in your region and also to provide you some support. And I think this is going to be great for F3 Nation as a whole. So I think you did a good recap there. So what are we doing? Thank you. Are we kicking it to Italian Job right now?
Yeah, so with recruiting the job, as we call them in the nation. No, we don't call them that. I don't know why.
I think you're the only one that calls me that.
I think that's probably true. But no, you know, in recruiting Italian Job, I don't know if you want to give some kind of, you know, just a little bit of a vision on kind of what you see and how, you know, how, what kind of help you're looking for and all that kind of stuff.
I appreciate it, Helmet. So yeah, guys, thank you so much for letting me be a part of this. I've been with F3 now going on 5 years, and you can tell it's really becoming part of your person and of your culture when you select your hotel based on the closest AO if you're traveling on business or on vacation. And I know I'm not alone out there in F3 Nation, that I'm not the only one that does this and wants to give it away and wants to share it and learn from other regions. And the more I get to know guys from other parts of the country, they say, I want to do that. And so this is an opportunity for us to grow as a nation, to give it away, but to also share what's going well, what's not going well, and share it together so that we can grow and be a stronger F3 Nation. So what I'm looking for as working alongside the Troubadours is to find other Troubadours, more guys that are out there that are interested in doing exactly that. So if we get a phone call and someone says, hey, we want somebody to come up here to Maine, where we've been working out for, you know, 6-8 months, we'd like to have someone from the nation come. Yeah, I don't know if it makes sense to send a guy from Florida to Maine. Maybe it makes sense to send a guy from somewhere in the Northeast up that direction. So I'm looking for regional guys, guys who share that passion, guys that want to be a troubadour and show up at a one-year celebration, anniversary, something that's going on somewhere close to their region. So if you've got a guy in Charlotte, it's not that far to go to Atlanta. Or if you've got a guy in Florida, in South Florida, maybe go up to North Florida. But not necessarily a guy to go from Seattle to Maine or from Texas to Philadelphia. It's something that we would certainly entertain, but really looking for guys who are passionate, guys who would like to be a part of this, want to travel a bit and to give it away and to share the culture. So really I'm looking for some volunteers to be troubadours, guys that want to do exactly this, want to grow the nation. Easiest way to contact me is italianjob@f3nation.com, or you can find me on Twitter @f3_italianjob. I can give you some more detail how the whole process works, but at this point we're recruiting for guys who want to do this. I don't know, Frankie or Dark Helmet, you got anything else that you want me to cover other than looking for some regional assistance?
No, I think that's a good place to go ahead. C-Span, were you going to say something?
Yeah, I'm going to jump in there. Hey, so can I be a troubadour, let's say, for first F? Can I be a troubadour for second F, a troubadour for third F? Or can I let's say I'm a first F guy and I do those other two okay, I can still be a troubadour, right? Or if I'm a third F guy and I do the other two okay, I can be a troubadour still, right?
I don't see an issue.
What are the qualifications?
The qualifications are a pulse and an understanding of how we maintain our culture, understanding the five core principles. It really comes down to if you have a passion for it, then you are qualified to do it.
Excellent.
Ability to fog a mirror. Check.
I would like to prefer we use the hashtag, as long as you're an HIM, you are more than welcome. The fog the mirror, we make it sound like we're in the recruiting department, in the HR department. We're looking for IM tech, man. We're looking for the best of the best.
That's right. This is like this is how they recruit for the Marines, right? Isn't it?
Yeah, now you understand where I'm going. We're looking for guys who are willing to make a difference and willing to step up. We're looking for the few and the proud. We're not looking for anybody who can just fog a mirror. We're looking for guys who can make a difference. So I'm over recruiting. I want this to be an elevated position. This isn't this isn't a small task we're asking people to do. I want to make sure they understand that.
No, I think Italian Job was kind of half joking there, but because I think that is the C-SPAN has it exactly right. Look, this has become something that is so special to us, right? It is so important. And if you read anything out there in the news or other places, I come across articles constantly about the problems that men face right now in our country and in our world, right? The issues that they're dealing with, the challenges that they're having, whether those be, to your point, first, second, or third F challenges, right? Obesity, loneliness, depression, just a myriad of different issues and problems. And so, guys, we have the cure. We have it. It's as clear as anything. We have what is going to help. And it's not the only thing, right? But it's certainly there are other things I think that can help and that do help. But this is the best thing I know of to kind of help A, accelerate it, B, put a framework around it and all that kind of stuff, right? So if you are a guy who says, you know what, this has made a huge impact on my life, it's a huge made a huge difference for me, my family, and the men around me, you know, then maybe it is worth contacting Italian Job or myself and involving yourself in what can be the opportunity to give it away and to sort of help spread the culture and the power of F3 Nation across the country.
Okay, well, we're almost on top of our time for today. Why don't I give you guys the last comment? Why don't we start with you, Helmut? Any final comments?
Sure, thanks. So if we kind of wrap it up this way, I want to give an example of something that Italian Job and I did a couple months ago. Okay, and I think this is a perfect example of troubadouring at what I would consider to be its finest. And where was that? Lenore?
Yeah, that was Lenore.
Yeah,
or
so
Lenoir.
We went out to Lenore, right? Lenoir, that's right. If you're very fancy, it is Lenoir. So a guy out in Lenore contacted the nation and said, hey, we have a thing, and we want to see if someone from the nation would come. And here's what it was. One of the packs, Babyface out there, his son had been diagnosed with cancer, leukemia, if I'm remembering correctly. And he had been going through treatment and all that kind of stuff. And he said, we really want to give the kid an F3 name and, you know, let A, the kid know, hey, you've got this whole, you know, group of men behind you. Let the dad know, you know, and all this kind of stuff. And he said, you know, so we were wondering if someone from F3 Nation might come and just kind of be here for that. And so I, you know, in talking to him, I said, hey, we'll do you one better. You know, this is a good example of troubadouring. Why don't we do a little something for the fam, you know, and we'll come out to your workout and we'll, you know, kind of do a little ceremony and give the kid a name and you know, an F3 name and all that kind of stuff, right? This kid is, I don't remember what he was. What do you think, Job? 4 or 5 years old? Something
yeah.
Like that.
Yeah, I'd say
yeah.
So.
Yeah, little guy. And I apologize for not remembering his name, but they said, we really want to give him the name Captain America because that's his favorite superhero, and it would be really cool if someone from F3 Nation came. Now, that was an odd request. You know, it's not something that we had been, you know, because my first initial reaction was, you want to give him a name, just give him a name. Like, what do you want from me? I don't care. You know, like, I'm not sure what we need to do here. But the more you got talking to those guys and understanding kind of what it was they were trying to do, and how special and important this was to this young man and particularly to this father, we said, okay, this is a situation where the troubadours need to go out there. So we grabbed a few goodies, right? Some swag to give away. We actually got special dispensation to make a custom F3 shirt for the young man with Captain America logo on the back. And I mean, it's a one of a kind, right? It says, welcome to the nation. And it has his, you know, his F3 name, Captain America on it. And, we led the workout. Italian Job and I led the workout and, we came running back to the parking lot at the end. Now the dad, Babyface, had no idea that any of this was happening. So he comes running back to the parking lot and he sees his family there and he's like, oh, well, Fia happens after this. Maybe that's what this is about. And then pretty soon, you know, all the guys in Lenore, you know, they circle up around him, they pull him in and they explain what they're doing. And, we gave him his F3 name and, you know, gave the family some things and gave him his shirt and, you know, one of the other guys had bought him a Captain America mask and, you know, all this kind of stuff. Right. And it was just an opportunity for us, to build those extra bonds and to help men who, you know, Lenore is not a small place, but it's not a thriving metropolis, you know, like whatever, but just help guys who feel connected to the nation, just help build this bond a little bit deeper and made it a little bit of a bigger deal, you know, to, and for the guys who weren't super connectedness, you know, or we're newer guys, they go, man, this is really amazing. Because I think that's the thing that troubadouring really does, is it takes it from, especially in an outlying area, right? Guys in Charlotte kind of know, or the surrounding areas kind of know what it's all about and that kind of thing. But it takes a person in an outlying area goes, well, is this just something, you know, when C-SPAN starts in Philly, right? If he's just started doing F3, he can do that, right? It's certainly no problem. But then some guy up there is going to be like, well, this is just some weird thing that Dave made up, right? So helping to those newer guys and as it spreads to understand that they are connected to a much larger, you know, probably burgeoning now on what, 17, 18,000 men that we're vaguely aware of, you know, in the nation, right? To help them feel connected to this larger thing, to help them feel connected to a bigger purpose.
Yeah, and I'm just going to jump in there. To me, when it's you and three other guys for the majority, you know, I love Double D, but there were a lot of a lot of times I went to work out, it was me and Double D and Senator Tressel and Red Banjo, and I was like, how in the world did I end up with these three runner guys, or maybe Crab Cakes was there? It was like, you know, when you realize it's more than those few guys that you're going to workouts with, it is a cool feeling. And I mean, the story that you just gave about the Captain America, who we'll give a shout out to this beautiful Friday morning, you know, once you realize there is more than, you know, than the four guys in the parking lot with you, that and we're all standing shoulder to shoulder in this fight. And I think that's the other thing that this Troubadour program is really going to make a difference is, it is the power of the nation behind you. Sometimes we kind of forget that we're all here, you know, pushing each other, pulling each other along through life. You know, but you got a sick kid, something like that. That's a perfect example of a Troubadour. You got an anniversary workout, perfect example of a Troubadour workout. So, Helmet, great idea of getting this organized. Italian Job, you got any last comments you want to give to the roundtable?
Yeah, I just wanted to mention, we talk about how much fun it is to have someone come into our region where we're working out, someone from the nation. It's also fun to be that guy that travels in to that other location. I learn something every time I go to a new region, to a new workout, learn a new exercise or a new thing they do. And it's really cool to do that. So I know it sounds like we're giving a full court press on recruiting. Honestly, I fully anticipate that as soon as this thing goes live, that this podcast goes live, I'm going to have probably 40 guys who reach out and say, that's exactly what I want to do. And I'm telling you guys right now, that's exactly what I want to see. I want to see you guys who are interested to reach out, and we'll get you plugged in somewhere. We'll find out if you have ideas of where you want to go. Let us know. If you have ideas of guys you want to bring in, just let us know. So this is just an opportunity, again, for us to grow, give it away, have some fun, show the love of the nation, share our culture across different regions, and really just gain from each other to grow the way that this nation continues to grow. But this is just another arrow in our quiver to make this thing as impactful as it can be across the entire nation. So that's what I've got, C-SPAN. That's what I have, DH. Looking forward to having some more Troubadours on board.
And one last time with your Twitter handle.
Yeah, my Twitter handle is at @F3_ItalianJob, and my email is italianjob@f3nation.com.
Excellent. Okay, and then look forward to it, and we'll try and get you guys back on the call maybe in 6 months or so as next summer kicks off. Hopefully we can get an update from you guys how this program is going. So thank you both for all the hard work you do for the men of F3 Nation, and we'll thank you for being a guest on the roundtable, and everybody have a great day. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, C-SPAN.